Liz Wagstrom, W-A-G-S-T-R-O-M. I'm chief veterinarian at the National Pork Producers Council.
Liz, tell me about an effort by NPPC to join with many other public and private sector U.S. organizations in a global initiative to create some standards for antimicrobial or antibiotic resistance. What's this effort all about, and why does NPPC want to be a part of it?
The effort that we're talking about, which is the Global AMR Challenge, is being organized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention here in the United States, but it's a global initiative looking at how human health care, animal production, animal veterinary care communities can all work together to address what their segments of responsibility around antibiotic use and stewardship. So NPPC, the pork producers, looked at what it is we could do to commit to that AMR challenge. And what we can do is be involved in the government, intergovernmental organizations' efforts to develop global standards and global guidelines on antibiotic stewardship.
Now, there are already some rules in place, I guess you could say, to help combat antibiotic resistance. Would this, in essence, build off of what's already been implemented, Liz?
Absolutely. And part of the intergovernmental organizations, which would be like the United Nations Food Agency, which is called CODEX, or the World Organization for Animal Health, which is OIE, those guidelines and standards that are being developed will help bring those developing countries into a better place where they have things like veterinary control and less chance of having a counterfeit product that they would use. And it'll create more of a level playing field around the world on really what is appropriate stewardship of antibiotics, especially for use in food animals.
When there is discussion about going completely away from antibiotic use in livestock, can that argument hold water, Liz? And if not, why can't it?
Oh, absolutely not. It would be totally inhumane for us to ever recommend that sick animals not be treated. We also strongly believe that it would be inhumane and not a really good stewardship of antibiotics to deny using antibiotics to prevent disease. When we prevent disease, we can often use less antibiotics for a short amount of time and keep animals from ever getting sick in the first place.
Maybe I've been talking to too many agronomists lately, but I think about herbicide-resistant weeds and the need to combat them with different modes of action. And does that sort of thinking align itself with what we're talking about here with antibiotic resistance?
It does. You know, as we look at these efforts, we're not just talking about how to use antibiotics, but you're also talking about what can you do to prevent the need to use antibiotics, whether it's proper pig flow or having the appropriate weaning age or, the type of air temperature and humidity you need for the proper age of the pig. There's a lot of things we do to try to prevent needing antibiotics in the first place.
And talking about this AMR challenge, it sounds like it's sort of that next step for the entire world. But let's briefly talk about, and I know you've touched on it already, some of the steps that have already taken place and some of the efforts made by the U.S. pork industry to help combat antibiotic resistance.
Yeah, the U.S. pork industry has been a leader in this. We started back in the 80s with our pork quality assurance educational program. It has evolved to where it is now Pork Quality Assurance Plus, and it has an entire large section of it devoted to antibiotic stewardship. And it's not only just an education program anymore, it actually includes an on-farm component of assessment and audit. And so we can not only say that we're being good stewards, we can verify what we're doing.
Liz, anything else on this that you want to make sure we talk about today?
I think the one of the important things to consider is that this initiative around the AMR challenge is a result of a UN, United Nations General Assembly, a proclamation last year about antibiotic resistance. And so the UN has not often dealt with health issues in that sort of a general proclamation. So this gives us an opportunity. It's in the global stage, it's in the world stage to say, here is how we can properly raise animals and use antibiotics carefully and be good stewards. So I think it's an opportunity for everybody involved